Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
It's the last call for Alaskans who want to help advise the Division of Outdoor Parks and Recreation by joining one of the three citizen advisory boards on the Kenai Peninsula. This includes Seward, Kenai River Special Management Area, and Kachemak Bay. The KRSMA was established in 1984 in response to the increasing public use and strain on the river system's health. This advisory board continues to have a unique responsibility to guide Alaska State Parks policy in the region. Recruitment for the KRSMA will close on April 15th, though the other two application periods will remain open. Interested Alaskans can apply for one of the citizen advisory board seats online or by contacting the Kenai Prince William Sound Regional Headquarters at Morgan's Landing. Two men from New Mexico have been charged in Anchor Point. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
Two men from New Mexico have been charged in Anchor Point for illegally claiming residency to obtain hunting licenses and harvest big game. Troopers say 38-year-old Franklin Keaton Waters and 41-year-old William Miller, both of Artesia, New Mexico, falsely claimed Alaska residency between 2021 and 2024. Waters, a registered guide, is accused of killing a moose and brown bear in resident-only areas without proper non-resident tags or a licensed guide. According to a sworn affidavit, Waters told investigators he spent only 22 days in Alaska last year while living with his family in New Mexico and running multiple businesses out of state. Troopers say Waters purchased a New Mexico resident sheep license just days before claiming Alaska residency and collecting discounted hunting privileges. Miller, who owns the Homer home Waters used as his Alaskan address, faces similar charges for illegally taking caribou, goat, and brown bear. Both were charged in Homer court. Miller's arraignment is set for April 23rd. Troopers say the charges stem from a multi-year investigation assisted by New Mexico officers. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
We should reopen ADAC, and we should enhance the ability to operate out of Erickson.
In a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Admiral Samuel Paparo, commander of the United States Indo-Pacific Command, endorsed reopening the shuttered ADAC Naval Air Station in Alaska's Aleutian Islands and increasing the operability of the nearby Erickson Air Station. Paparo's support came in response to questions posed by Senator Dan Sullivan, who has long pushed to reopen ADAC as part of the larger buildup of U.S. military assets in Alaska.
It is a further western point, which would enable, and along with Erickson, in order to gain time and distance on any force capability that's looking to penetrate.
In his exchange with Admiral Paparo, Sullivan highlighted ADAC's strategic location and extensive existing defense infrastructure, including three piers, two 8,000-foot runways, an airplane hangar, and one of the world's largest fuel storage depots. The U.S. Navy recently sent an assessment team to the base. Sullivan warned that in recent years, Chinese companies have also experienced interest in ADAC, in addition to the U.S. military.
How embarrassing would it be to the Pentagon or the Navy? These guys would never do it. The Aleut Corporation is all patriotic. But if some, let's assume they weren't, and somehow they signed a 100-year lease with a, quote, Chinese shipping company that always is out there looking at ADAC.
The U.S. Navy is compiling cost estimates for a report on various reopening scenarios for the base, which is expected to be finalized towards the end of April. Admiral Paparo also testified that this summer, ADAC will be used as part of the Northern Edge exercise, a premier joint training exercise across the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and often military forces from allied nations. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.